It's Central Time. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up later, we'll look at why drug companies are making eye drops that are too big for our eyes and find out how the cost gets passed along to the patients who rely on them.
First, five staff members at the state's troubled youth prison were sent to the hospital over the weekend after two separate incidents of assaults by inmates. In recent weeks, there have been reports of other assaults, and last month, a group of inmates allegedly attempted to electrocute a guard.
The Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls have been under intense scrutiny in recent years with multiple lawsuits and an FBI investigation into the treatment of inmates there. But the safety of staff members now appears to be an increasingly important issue, especially after a federal judge ordered drastic changes earlier this year in how prisoners are managed.
Patrick Marley joins us now. He covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and has been following the events at Lincoln Hills. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So, Patrick, what do we know about the latest assaults on staff members at Lincoln Hills?
So we know that there was quite a bit of activity late on Sunday night. The inmates stay in cottages. There's a dozen of them scattered around the campus. And one inmate acted up and required several staff members to intervene. They took them to the wing of the institution where they have solitary confinement. After they had him in handcuffs and were trying to get him to a van, a scuffle developed, and a number of people were injured in that incident. I believe three were injured, and there was a woman who tore her meniscus. There was a knee to the abdomen of one worker. And after that inmate was taken to the secure area the higher security area of the prison, then a second inmate in the same cottage had acted up, and they got a report on that. When they came back, they found that a window had been broken out of the door to his cell, and that he had broken up a plastic chair and was throwing pieces of it out this window. He hit one worker in the face. They used their pepper spray, and then the worker who got hit in the face with a piece of the chair was injured, as was another worker. So there was a total of five staff who ended up going to the hospital. There was also some restlessness in other cottages where inmates were refusing to go into their rooms that has caused some concern for staff up there.
And so this just happened, you know, this Sunday, but this isn't an isolated incident. We know that there were other assaults that have taken place at the facility recently. What happened in those events?
Probably the one we know the most about happened earlier this month on October 11th. There was an inmate who was in the solitary confinement area of the prison and was in a classroom. So he was there with two other inmates in a small room where they're supposed to get their education. And he got riled up and punched a teacher in the face, gave her a black eye, knocked her out. She was sent to the hospital for a couple of days. She had to have a heart monitor installed for this. And then there's at least one other assault that resulted in someone going to the hospital this month that I'm aware of at that institution.
So, you know, what are staff members saying about the culture or the environment at Lincoln Hills right now?
You hear a lot of fear from staff right now. In conversations I've had with them, they say that they've always known working in a prison is an environment where you never quite know what's going to happen and you have to be very concerned about safety. But that particularly in recent months, they've gotten very worried about it, are concerned for their own safety, concerned for the safety of their peers. Recently, Senator Tom Tiffany, his district includes this prison, got communications from perhaps 10 staff raising concerns about specific incidents or just the general climate of the facility.
And, you know, Senator Tom Tiffany from Hazelhurst is not alone in, you know, taking up this as an issue. We know that Representative Mary Felskowski, a Republican from Irma, has also said that, you know, the changes that were called for by the federal judge, they need to be put back in place, that workers need to be able to, you know, get inmates back in line as it was. You know, how are they trying to work forward to, you know, either re-implement those policies or, you know, try to find another solution?
Right. So the recent activities that have sort of come into the limelight are incidents that have occurred since this judge put restrictions on how Lincoln Hills can operate this summer. He required the state to scale back its use of solitary confinement, its use of handcuffs, and its use of pepper spray. And a lot of staff there say that they feel like their hands are tied and that it's worsened the safety there. Senator Tiffany and Representative Felskowski fall in with that view as well. They wrote a judge, the judge who issued that injunction, a letter to lift his order, essentially. Today, in fact, the judge responded to them, said that he takes security of the facility as a priority, but he noted that when he gave general guidelines to what his specific order would be, he told the state and the attorneys who sued the state to negotiate on how that would work and to keep safety in mind, that the order that he put in place had taken into account those issues, and that since he's issued his injunction, the state, as a party to the case, has not asked the judge to lift that order or change that order in any way. They have not appealed the decision. The judge has asked, just today again, that they file a report by November 10th to give a sense of what the actual climate is, what's happening there, what the safety concerns may be.
We're talking to Patrick Marley right now. He covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're talking about some recent incidents that happened at the Lincoln Hills School for Boys. And, you know, meanwhile, on the opposite front, Democratic Representative Chris Taylor has been circulating a bill that would require the prison actually be closed within 1 year. She's still looking for support on that bill. But, you know, given this makeup of the legislature as it is right now, would this actually go anywhere?
I think it's hard to see where that gaining a lot of traction at the moment. The Republicans control the legislature. They have largely been hands-off on issues at Lincoln Hills and leaving it to the Department of Corrections. They did give them some additional staff and resources that they were looking for in the state budget, but they really looked to the Department of Corrections to resolve this. If Taylor's bill were to be adopted and this facility were closed in a year, they would have to put these inmates somewhere, and you know, there's no guidance in that legislation as to where they would go. So the Department of Corrections would have to come up with a new plan very quickly for where to hold these 150 or so inmates.
So we've been talking about what lawmakers are saying about what's happening at Lincoln Hills. But, you know, just even within the last week, Wisconsin Department of Corrections Secretary John Litcher told reporters that it's safe for inmates there. You know, how, and for staff, obviously, you know, how is that comment sitting, especially given what we know now?
I can't tell you how many staff I've heard from since he made that comment who have complained bitterly about his sentiment that it's safe. They say it's not. They think that it's just not credible for him to make that claim. He stands by it. I mean, the department is very firm that they see this as a safe institution for both the inmates and the staff, and that things that have been happening there are overblown.
And insofar as you know, are there any other bits of legislation or initiatives that could make Lincoln Hills safer just in the interim?
There were some offers of budget amendments that would have provided more staffing for the facility. You know, they didn't go as far as the Democrats wanted. They did add some staff that Governor Walker had recommended. Today, Governor Walker said that the head of Lincoln Hills, the superintendent, recently stepped down to a lower position at the facility. So it's being run by the deputy superintendent. Today, the governor said that he wanted an interim superintendent hired while they look for someone to hold that position full time. I talked to some Democratic lawmakers today who said that's well and good, but that doesn't help address their staff shortage that they have up there, which they see as one of the big problems there, that it's pretty standard for them to be running with less than a full crew there. That's raising concerns about their ability to keep the place in shape.
Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be in touch again about having you back with us. Patrick Marley covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and has been covering the ongoing story at Lincoln Hills.
Coming up, we'll find out why eye drops are too big for human eyes and how that creates waste and higher costs. Stay with us here on Central Time.